Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Winter.
And I'm Shy.
And today we are winging it.
We are winging it per usual, but that doesn't mean we didn't put in the ultimate utmost effort.
Yes, mentally, physically, we're lying because we're actually hungover.
Right, exactly. I want to actually look yellow like that up close.
What?
Or no, are you just more tan than me?
Yeah. I think that's just you, babe.
Damn it.
Sorry, y'all. We were trying to have them fix the camera stuff, but I just happened to be a brown skin girl today.
Brown skin girl.
Right. But, yeah, what's been going on? What's been going on with your week?
Just been...
lollygagging, chilling.
I know. Honestly, I'm getting my life together. April 1st, I said that I wanted to start...
start doing all
of my New Year's resolutions, because I haven't done any.
Girl,
it is
April.
Not read, so what? It doesn't matter. It's never too late to start, guys. If you don't take anything from this episode, take that. It is never too late to start. Literally, so I said I was going to start working out, eating healthy. I also had after I worked out, I had 3 pieces of fried fish.
Oh.
We celebrated Amber's birthday, yes. You know, did stuff like that.
Happy
like
just birthday, Amber.
Happy birthday, Amber. She's an April Fool's baby.
Because she is a fool.
Exactly.
but yeah, we went to her birthday yesterday in Malibu. Mm-hmm. It was cute. I didn't eat any of the freaking food.
Literally.
I didn't even have a bite.
Yeah, we just drank the drinks. The catfish was busting her up. Friend,
that's what y'all were saying. Everybody was talking about how good that
the deviled eggs were good that you made.
Were they?
Yeah, they were.
I was
good.
Insecure. Okay, I didn't even try the deviled eggs because I haven't had no appetite. So I've had no appetite. So I made the deviled eggs and was just like, yeah. I can't even eat them. So then when everybody didn't finish them, I was like, oh my god, my deviled eggs must have been nasty.
No, it was a lot of them. It was a small intimate setting of people, so it wasn't that many people who like really were eating the deviled eggs.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you know, usually when people eat deviled eggs, they need about four or five, pop them in. But it was spaghetti, fried fish, deviled eggs.
Yeah, I think the fish stole the show.
That looked good. Yeah, it did look good. And actually, when we got back to the house, I was like, damn, I should have got me a plate.
Mm-hmm.
Should have got me a plate. But, no.
How was your week?
Eventful. I'm kind of going through a lot right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm trying to stay in good spirits. I'm trying to stay positive. I'm trying to just like push forward. I'm not going to get too into detail, but it has been a lot going on and it is a crazy situation, but eventually maybe I'll talk about it. One thing I will talk about though, because this needs to be laid to rest, I want to talk about that boy.
What boy?
The boy from yesterday.
Oh, you know what's crazy?
What?
I'm petty. I commented on the post today.
You did? What'd you say?
I said, wait, let me see.
Wait, should we tell the story first?
Yeah, tell the story. Oh, also, I think we should also talk about like the reaction from last episode
that
men are giving to...
Let's talk about the reaction before we get into the tea, because I definitely want to talk about that. So obviously, last week, I kind of dropped a little bit of a bomb talking about my experience in 2018 where Trey Songz put his hands on me. Some people were speculating, like, what was it? Like, what did he do? Like, what do I need to say? Like, because people were like,
There should literally be no well after a woman says something like that.
Right.
Like, what? Well, why didn't you come out when it first? Right. Like, literally, if you watch the podcast, if you watch the episode,
it's all the information right there that anybody could have needed. Yeah. We say why I didn't come out when it happened. I say everything. I say why I thought it wasn't a big deal. I say everything, you know? So I talk about everything. And the fact of the matter is, it's the truth. Obviously, you know, we weren't really shocked that there was a lot of people who were saying I was lying and saying that, well, what did you do? And did you deserve it? And this, that, and the third. But like, it's just so sad to me how 99% of those comments come from men.
Yeah.
99%. And it's crazy to me that when women come out with like their situations like that, they get mad. Like they're actually angry inside that a woman is speaking up for herself and for an experience that she went through. And it's just like, men, you guys have to do better. I'm sorry, but you guys literally are scary. You guys enable abusers and are abusers yourself. And I'm sorry. It's disheartening. It makes me want to have sons just so I could finally bring some real men into the world. Like, it's insane. But,
honestly, the comments, you know, it's sad to say, but when we were talking about it, I was like, I'm honestly not that surprised because men have shown time and time again that they're going to say some crazy shit. They're going to like dismantle a story of that a woman is told multiple different times and try to like poke holes and find loopholes in a story that literally is just, I'm saying verbatim that happened.
Yeah.
And you know, we also talked about the blogs of the situation and of how, you know, like certain blogs will paint Winter in this such a negative light and only post things that are like, that she's gone through with her skin color are things that are just like messy to have people hate on her, like what she's done like with Bad Girls Club a long, long time ago.
Right.
And it's like they don't post. They're
second. They don't support me in
they
anything.
Don't support in anything else that is pivotal to like knowledge for the culture.
Right. And I mean, it's sad, but I mean, I've kind of, and I'm not gonna lie, like the day after the episode aired, I cried because of the blog stuff. I didn't cry because of, oh, I'm a victim and this happened to me, because I got over that a long time ago. I cried because it's like, I feel like people choose to hate me and dislike me and pick fun at me so much that it's like, even when I have something to say and add, it's like, your voice does not matter.
Yeah.
And all we care about is cracking jokes about you and picking fun at you being biracial and discussing if it's a lie or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, what can we do to make our viewers say something negative about Winter? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know. It's just f***ed up. It's like, it's just insane to me. Like, it really is. But it is what it is. I mean, I didn't do it for clout. I didn't do it for attention. I did it because it's the truth.
And you were speaking your truth.
Yeah, and I was talking about abusers in Hollywood, and I spoke on one of many. I know many more, but they are not my stories to tell. So, yeah, it was disheartening, but whatever.
I'm sorry that you cried over that situation, because I can understand how hard it is for you. You are a big softie.
I know. On the low.
Yeah, on the low.
But I don't like really like breaking down in front of people and doing that. But, you know, yeah, that was just hard. It's just hard to feel like you don't have a voice in this world. And it's just for, and it's like, for what? Like, literally, what the fuck did I do?
And it further proves why I didn't say what I said when it happened.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So it is disheartening. But, I mean, I'm glad that you spoke your truth and that you were able to release that weight off of your shoulder.
Right.
And now it's in there and people can pick and just choose and decipher whatever they want to do with that information. So
it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, hey, I really don't give a fuck. Nothing has happened to nothing has happened to him after the how many other women have come forward. I wasn't expecting anything to happen to him when I came forward. So
he on tour with his shirt off.
He on tour humping the floor. He on tour humping the floor while it's
really
while it's 15, 20 women out here with a story. Yeah. I had a girl DM me talk about he tried to run me over with a car, and I got a lawyer and everything, and I didn't, you know, take it to court because I knew that
Speaking of lawyers.
Oh, the lawyer.
Yo, crazy situation.
Girl.
Literally. We're not even going to go into it, but a lawyer, like, after that situation happened, the next morning, a very passive aggressive text message.
Keep in mind, this is a lawyer that has represented women who have made a case against Trey Songz. So I've already spoken to her in the past because she has reached out to me like, we want you to get on this lawsuit. We know what he did to you through the grapevine, because people in Hollywood do know about it. There's people who know about this story. It is not a secret amongst this industry. It is a secret in the real world.
Yeah.
So the lawyer had reached out to me, and first, I didn't know who it was. I had to Google the number and figure out who it was. It's a lawyer who was representing one of the victims.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically texted me and was like, you went about this all wrong.
Didn't say a hello. Didn't have
not even a hello.
Like, cordialness to it at all. And I was like, this is one of them lawyers that you see on the memes that be like, Your Honor, you weren't even there.
Right.
Like, you
she
know,
she said
I was
something
like,
to me that said, well, that's beyond me.
Yeah, that, I'm like,
I said,
what's
beyond
lawyer?
Me? What's beyond me is that you feel entitled to what the fuck I got going on. I have my own platform, and, you know, maybe I didn't go about it the proper legal way. All right, you're right. But it was the truth. I said it when I said it, and it's done.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason for you, a person who does not know me, who has never represented me, to text my damn phone talking some damn.
Talking, honestly, and then
it was
didn't
rude
see.
I'm not even going to read the text. It was rude.
Actually, read it.
All right.
Because maybe we're tripping, or I don't know.
No, I'm not even going to read it, but we're not tripping, because I sent it to my mom, and my mom was like, how dare her. And she's a woman. She's a woman. Yeah, I literally texted back. I said, how as a woman can you sit here and send a text message off like that instead of saying, hi, how are you? Like, I saw what you did. And,
and first of all, you bitch, your number's not saved in my phone.
Right. Like, I don't that's how much I don't know you.
Yeah, you know what I'm
like,
saying?
You really, so, like, I haven't talked to her since
she had no decorum.
Right, no decorum, no decorum.
No decorum.
But regardless of the fact, is what it is. That's kind of like what unfolded from that situation. Probably more to come, but who knows? And then
what led from, honestly, you know, this is what happens when you have a platform.
What?
I'm talking about literally like people, when we talk on the podcast.
What do you mean?
Like when we just talk on the podcast, shit just comes from it. Like shit happens. Like when I, you know, talked about my situation sometimes, like how it's like a low key a snowball effect of things that come after when we drop an episode that people may not like to hear. So in our last episode, when we talked about our fight.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm segueing to the next part of it, like with the guy, because didn't the girl talk online about the episode afterwards?
So yeah, so also another thing that happened from the last episode, obviously the girl Anna had went, you know, took to social media. She's mad because I told the story of what happened, which was true, by the way.
Hold on, if people don't want us to talk on the podcast, they need to be nicer to us.
Be nice or we're telling on you on
are
the
we
podcast.
Say it here.
No, literally, like, I mean, I don't know what else to tell y'all. Like, you guys cannot get entangled with two podcasters who need shit to talk about every week. You are literally feeding us content.
We're like, you know what? Well, we'll talk about
it. Right. The only things that we really keep pretty private is our relationships, like our personal relationships
and our personal with people, like the people that we know and
yes,
are close
that we
to.
Know like we don't put our
if
people
you
on
will
blast
fly on the wall. I'm about to talk about you.
Right, if you, I'm sorry baby, look, you getting aired out next episode. I don't know what to tell you baby, we need topics. I don't know what to say.
I'm
so I mean, you was look, you mad because I talked about it, bitch. You knew what I did.
You know what you did, like Cat Williams said on the infamous interview,
right? But
shit, what did he say?
I don't know. He said a lot.
He was like, you cannot change my narrative of you in my head. Be a better, whatever he said. Go look it up.
But he said a lot.
Finish what we're having.
Yeah,
with the,
so obviously
girl.
Snowball effect. She saw the episode. She's pissed.
Okay.
And I was like, tinfoil baddie chain, na 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 na. Like, you know, I'm just being childish, whatever.
Nanny boo boo.
Right, nanny boo boo. So all the blogs picking it up, like the little BGC stuff. So, you know, she in her feelings. She's talking like, fuck my name. Chug my rick da ras da ras. I hate New York women and how they talk. It's just so,
I'm crying.
It's so dirty. Like, clean it up a little. Like, it's just annoying. But
no, and, you can't say that.
It is.
Maybe
I don't
just
like
her.
No, I don't like how New York women talk. I like New York women. Like, New York women are
you don't
cool.
Like when they be like, out of here, bitch.
Out of here.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just so manly. Like,
be
a lady.
ISIS killed.
I love her. I like New York women, but I do not like how they talk. I will be honest. Yeah. Like, it always just like, I remember one time I went to New York, off topic. I went to New York. This is at the time I was a dancer. I have West Coast blasting under my ass. So, you know, the girls was like kind of being mean to me over the West Coast, I guess. I was like, my bad.
Are you a gangbanger?
Like, are you a gangbanger? And they were just like, yo, who shot you with the West Coast tattoo? I'm like, oh my God. Get me out of here. Take
me
back to LA.
Yeah.
Right. But any freaking way. So, you know, she like rambling on, da da. She on there talking about, she lying about the Trey Songz thing. She want clout. And then I guess my old neighbor like gets in the live or something. This is things that I've been told. Okay. A lot of people DM me after things like this happen. So I guess my old neighbor, this guy named Chark, he's like African or Eritrean. I don't know what he is, but
something.
He's something.
His name is Charcoal something.
Yeah. So don't even shout him out.
I'm not.
But so I guess he adds to her live or something and is like, this is what I'm told. Remember this. He adds to her live and is like, oh yeah, I know where Winter lives. She lives three doors down from me. Blah, blah, blah. And then I guess Anna is like, oh, I'm going to have some dudes pull up on her and run down on her or something like that. Keep in mind, I don't play about where I live. You guys know this. You guys know when I had the stalker, I got a full-blown restraining order on somebody when that girl rang my doorbell and I had to press her. And I said, don't ever in your life tell nobody where I live. I'm promising you right now I'm going to touch you. I don't play about my house. Like, I literally do not play about my house, my home, where I live, my head, and my safety, my cats, my kids. Like, I don't play that. So, you know, obviously in the moment, I'm furious. I keep in mind, the boy doesn't eat Chark. He don't even live there anymore. He was in a roommate situation in the place that I live. I live in townhouses. I have a townhouse to myself. Him, a grown-ass man, was in a roommate situation with about six other people.
As a grown-ass man... As a grown-ass man, why are you even going on a live to say some shit about two women's business?
Yes, like two women.
Like, that is the
going at it. Like, I'm so confused.
The sassiest thing so, you could do.
I find out that he's speaking on this, so I call my neighbor, and I'm like, yo, you know him? And he's like, yeah, I know him. And I'm like, does he even live there anymore? And he's like, no, he doesn't even live there anymore. He's, like, out the country in Africa or something. So I DM him. I'm like, yo, like, don't tell no, like, who are you going to have pull up to my house? Like, don't tell nobody where I live. I say something like, I'm like, you know, you got to keep it clean on Instagram. So I said something like, I'm going to boom you or something.
When you said that, I was like, what's boom mean? I thought that was
boom, 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 boom. But I'm like, you know, I'm on Instagram. So
she got that gun and them bullets at her house.
I got to watch what I say on the gram. But he was very excited about that. So he decided to take the post and post it on his he posted on his Instagram story first, and then he was so excited that he was speaking to a bad bitch that he decided to post it on his Instagram page.
Yeah, that was so crazy to me.
His page. I'm like, oh my, you are such a loser. First you tell people where I live, act like a victim after you do this, and then keep in mind he only posted those DMs. There was other DMs where he was like, I'm gonna be home soon and blah blah blah. I'm like, you gonna be home soon, baby, and what?
For what?
Keep in mind, hold on, let me show y'all a picture of this man. Just so y'all could get an
also,
idea.
Also, it's...
This man has a chest made of paper mache.
Also, it's just very insane to actually... Look, use the right one. Yeah, go to the main one.
Y'all.
Let me see.
I'm crying. This is crazy.
He looks like he hasn't eaten in weeks. I'm like, crying. Literally, he looks like I could kick him in the chest and he would fly through a concrete wall. Do you see
Kung
these
Fu
legs?
Panda.
Do you see these legs?
The legs are strong.
I'm telling
can say
you,
that.
I would, bro. I'm like, this, oh my God. And then I get
this. This is the type of sassy ass shit we're talking about.
And then right. You
know, yeah, this is the type of sassy ass shit from a man that we're talking about. This right. is actually like, I really don't get into much mixy shit at all like that, but it's just like, you as a grown ass man,
as a grown
you
man.
Should be ashamed of yourself. Right. You honestly should. You see Drake got some beef going on with all these other men. We not talking about men's business.
Nah,
we don't give a
always,
damn about it.
And Drake be beefing with women too.
Exactly.
But anyways, beyond the point, a man who gonna beef with a damn woman, like, why you're telling people where I live? Like, you wouldn't do that to a man, right?
Yeah, no.
You wouldn't get into somebody's live and tell them that, oh yeah, I know where they live and they're my neighbor and blah blah blah, and you know
that
you wouldn't
is
do
so-
that.
Corny to me. It is beyond loser activities. It
right.
is so fucking
and then
boring.
You know, he's like posting the posts on his like page or whatever, and he has a page full of incels, like losers
yeah.
who don't get coochie and don't know, you yeah. know, they hate women because they can't get them. And I'm just like, you know, actually, he got me a bunch of DMs. Like, he got me a bunch of DMs from a bunch of boys. And I'm like, if I was single right now, baby, I would be running it up. Like, I don't
want nobody who follows that.
Right, nobody who follows this freaking clown. But
and
anyways,
even trying to grab clout.
Trying
grab clout
so
out that
excited
whole conversation.
To grab
whole,
clout after you try to give somebody where
you,
I live.
You lost me at logging into the live.
You lost me there. You bro. And oh my God, I just can't even.
I can understand eating some popcorn, watching it all unfold.
Right.
But you gonna join a
but
live?
But I got
about
the drop on him from people who know him, and they're like, he's a crash out. He's a loser. He does stuff like that. Like, he'll talk stuff to women, and I'm like, okay, you're a
he's
loser.
He's just a troll.
But
yeah.
I don't even need to boom you. You're tiny. I will freaking punch you in the freaking that bobblehead of yours.
We'd be fighting.
That bird chest is crazy though. That is insane. That is, you look like Gollum. Your three strands of hair are holding on by a thread because you are so malnourished, clearly. And it must be getting to your brain. You need something. Have a Snickers. You're not yourself when you're hungry. Oh, woo! No, I'm just kidding.
Look at Caden, like, I look like that. No, I'm just kidding.
Caden's like, I'm skinny.
Like,
hey,
bitch. Enough
with
the jokes.
Skinny men. Nah. But anywho,
Caden, you don't act like that.
Yeah, Caden, you don't act like that.
But what are we getting into for this week? I'm sorry that the social media frenzy had, you know, kept you occupied.
Yeah, it was quite a bit of drama yesterday, actually. And I'm leaving a lot of stuff out, but I'm gonna just keep it cute and keep it mute. Okay.
Yeah, we got shit to figure out. We're grown. You know what I wanted to ask?
What?
Social media question of the week. Oh. What is life teaching you right now?
Life is teaching me that I I need to continue to mature because, like I said, even on the last episode, like I have been getting tested and even more recently to where I am really trying to not take it back to some raggedy stuff. And I have had to get on the phone with a couple of my friends even just yesterday, and they're like, you have hella shit to lose.
Yeah.
Do not bring yourself down to these people level who keep playing with you. And, like, I'm just like, you're right. Like, I need to know who I am. I need to be, you know, thankful that I've been able to grow this far. And, like, I need to pass this test. Exactly. Like, I need to continue on this growth journey, because if not, I'm just going to end up in trouble, bro. Yeah. Like, I know
all the time.
Myself. Yeah. I know myself. And, like, in my past, I have gotten lucky by not going to jail for certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I can't.
Jail will creep up on you.
Baby, and I ain't trying to go to prison. I got a homegirl going to jail for 3 years right now. I ain't going to jail.
You know, when you take those mugshots, I'm like, when people still be having their weave in, like sometimes they take the weave out. They clip the nails, they take the weave out. I just found out all of that.
And that's the worst thing about going to jail, taking your weave out. No, I'm just kidding. She's like, and they make you take your weave out.
They make you take it out. Look, you got some long.
I'm gonna be like, this me right
this
here.
This is me.
No, they be searching in your head and stuff. I mean, I got hair, so I could go without a weave, but could you?
Hair thin as a whistle.
Thin as old boy. No, no, but jail is not for me. Yeah. I don't want to lose everything, so
I'm just, you have a lot going on right now. It's people try to bring you back to your old.
To your old raggedy ways, baby.
Yeah, it don't be worth it.
Trying to bring the Bay Area out of me for real. Like, for real. That's really ghetto, and I don't want to go there, but whatever.
I feel like what life is teaching me right now, not even just within myself, but, like, just what, as of lately, as everything that I've been seeing unfold, like, with, like, even, like, the Diddy stuff, all these, like, people, like, all this shit that's going on is just to treat people right, to just be a good person, not take any shortcuts, not do anal. Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Now, how the hell did you bring up anal? It's always something. That's a good one.
Be, you know, kind to just, to people. Just to be a good person, to remain a solid individual, and to just, you know, also, for me personally, I feel like to set goals and to stand by them. And just, like, I'm practicing more patience as well, because I don't have a lick of patience. I really don't. And I have patience either.
I'm the same. Yeah.
I try, and I'm like, I am very understanding in other people's situations, but like, I'd be ready to be like, get this shit together. You know? So it's like, that's just what I'm thinking about. And it's just like, patience goes hand in hand with, like, you know, just
kindness and calmness.
Yeah, it does. So
it does. It definitely does. And I mean, I agree with you, because I mean, just being a kind person, and even I want to be kinder, because I feel like sometimes I can come off a little brash to people. I think that's the word. I don't know. I think I'm a kind person, but I also think I'm a very, like, I don't know. I just don't care really much about people. I don't even know really how to explain it. That's why I say I'm autistic.
See, I love people. I
yes,
love people.
That, yeah.
I love people, but I don't like being around them for long periods of time.
Yeah.
You know
I don't like being around them most of the time, like almost at all. Like, I really don't. Like, so yesterday.
You get mad when somebody don't invite you somewhere, though.
I do. I'm not gonna lie. I do. I wanna be included.
I'm confusion.
I wanna be included. But even yesterday, like, I was partially like, I don't even wanna go. Like, I'm gonna have to socialize. I'm gonna have to mingle. I'm gonna have to, like, make small talk. I know it's gonna be a small group of people. I don't wanna talk to people. Like, I don't. But I just, like, you know, told myself, like, you have to quit being like that. Like, be a freaking adult. Go be around people. I don't know.
Also listen to what you feel, though, because honestly, when you feel like you don't want to do that, or, like, every time that I have to force myself to do something, to be somewhere, it ends up being the worst time of my life.
No, but it's becoming to be, like, everything for me.
Yeah.
Like,
you don't want to be reclusive.
I'm starting to see that with age, I am starting to become less social. Like, and I never used to be like that.
I'm starting to be a conservative.
Really? I mean, honestly, in some ways, me too. I kind of see certain things.
I can understand why older people are like, this wasn't like this back in my day.
No,
it's like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I get that too now, because now we're, like, getting a little bit older, and, like, all the young kids are, like, insane. And I'm like, oh, this is how they looked at us. Now I get it. Like, what is going on with these kids?
Yeah.
But, I find myself getting more and more antisocial, more quiet, more reserved. I feel like when I was younger, I wanted to, like, entertain people and make people laugh all the time. And, like, I used to be, I guess, a little bit insecure if I couldn't make people laugh all the time. And I mean, now I'm like, I genuinely don't give a fuck. Like, I see what they mean when they say, as you get older, you quit caring.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't care.
You know, it's funny. When I was arguing, I had, like, this a petty argument one time. I was, like, talking to my mom about the argument. She was like, you're getting older. Why do you still care about stuff like that? She was like, I don't care about anything. Right. And I'm like, first of all, you're 65. So I got some time to feel like I don't care anymore either. But that is true. I mean.
Yeah, I'm getting to that point.
With me and my, how my personality is, I don't feel like I crack a joke to please somebody. It's genuinely how my brain is just wired. Right. Like, I am saying, like, in my head, sometimes my mouth needs to shut up. Yeah. Because I'm like, that joke.
Agreed. I'm just kidding.
Literally, I will say the most outlandish, funny shit, and I just look around like, Was that all right?
No, for real, for real. She really will do that.
But it's literally the thoughts in my head. And I've been talking about, like, how sometimes, like, I need to change, rewire some of my thoughts, like, about bigger people sometimes. Like, I thought about the Lizzo thing.
Oh, yes.
It's like Lizzo saying that she's retiring because she's tired of public scrutiny.
Yeah.
Basically, she went on and was just like, which I feel sorry for her that to feel that to this level. But basically, she had, like, penned, like, I guess, an open letter and saying that, you know, she's tired of the public scrutiny. She's, like, she's tired of being the butt of every joke. She's tired of, like, you know, feeling like everything she does, it just goes back to her looks.
Yeah.
And I completely understand and agree with that.
Right.
How do you feel?
I feel bad. I feel bad because, I mean, the internet is a really hard place to navigate, and I've felt it before myself. I've felt like I want to get off the internet. I hate my life and I don't want to be here. And I felt all of these emotions before. So, like, I understand how hard it is for people to pick at you and for you to be a butt of a joke. Because I've been, I'm still a butt of a joke for a lot of shit. So, you know, so, I mean, I don't know. I do feel bad for her. And she's a beautiful, very talented
woman. So beautiful. She's so beautiful.
Yeah.
She really is.
I mean, I did kind of understand because I had saw Azalea Banks comment on it as well. And she was like, Lizzo, like, you can't be mad. Like, when you came out,
Lizzo
you kind of, like, fed into this narrative or whatever. But I get that, though, because it's like you don't know how you should properly navigate any situation. Yeah. Like, keep in
mind. She's trying to get ahead of these jokes that she knows people are going to say.
But remember, Adele used to be big, too. Adele used to be real
big. Is what I was going to say.
And Adele didn't play that shit. She wasn't doing none of the I'm fat and I know it and and blah, blah, blah. I get it because Adele didn't take the body positivity route. Lizzo did, so I do get the difference there.
Yeah,
but like that's the difference. I felt like Adele was like, "You gonna put some respect on my name? Yeah. I don't give a flip that I'm fat." Like, period.
And everybody does need to see somebody in that type in their like everybody wants to feel what's the word?
Included.
Yeah, included or incorporate. Like everybody, you know, like need somebody that looks like me in this. Yeah. But like I feel like at times Lizzo has gone overboard, and then it's just like there's certain things that you do. Like you're gonna have to expect.
I understand that though because I myself have done the same thing.
I'm not going to a basketball game with my entire ass out and then mad about it afterwards. Like you're gonna have to know. Right. Like I feel like there's certain things that she meticulously did to get attraction to her name, and she's actually extremely talented.
Yeah.
When you take away all that other shit from
her. I mean, there's things that I used to do. To piss people off because I knew it would piss them off because I was tired of them picking at me and joking at me. Like, for example, I remember one time when I was getting dragged on TikTok for 2 months straight about my race, I made a video to Brown Skin Girl. Like, brown skin girl, diamonds just like pearls, or whatever, skin just like pearls, whatever the hell. And I knew it was going to piss people off. And I did it on purpose because I was like, you guys think I'm so delusional. Let me show you how delusional I am. Yeah. I think I'm a brown skin girl because clearly I can't see my, because they're saying I'm like delusional and all
but
this
I
stuff.
But I feel like.
It's like biting back and like trolling the haters. So I get it. And I do understand. I've done it myself. But I mean.
I feel like you have to pick a side in certain situations. Like you can't. How do I say this? Because I hate saying cry victim, but it's just like I can understand where she's coming from too. But it's like you can't pretend like this shit don't bother you, and then the next minute it's like you're retiring from it. You know what I'm saying? Like I think it's to an extent of just like I get trying to snap back, but like you can also if you're gonna be a troll all your goddamn life. You know, like you know, keep hold on to that shit. Like stay on that shit. Lizzo's talented, she's smart, she's beautiful. Like she be playing that goddamn flute like nobody's business. Right. She's long winded. Yeah. So it's just like, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I agree. I do think like advice to Lizzo is if you're gonna be a troll and you're gonna have to say the haters, you gotta keep on with the haters.
Yeah.
And I mean to bring it back to me, but like just in relation, I've had to do that too. When times get hard and I'm crying and I'm sad and da 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 da, I'm like, you, if it was fuck them yesterday, it's gonna be fuck them today, and you gotta pick yourself up by your panties, bitch. Like, you gotta get it together.
And also, I cannot even begin to fathom the amount of scrutiny she gets because of how known that she is. You know what I'm saying? And her weight and everything. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, what I said about changing my thought process on it, because I've always been like, I've seen, like, you remember that girl HR collection? She'd be like, just lose weight, you'll feel a lot better. And she was like, because you're a fat record. And I'm like, in a sense, I understood what she was saying.
No, I mean, I also understand that too.
It's like, just like, because I feel like a lot of people would be a lot happier if they were to like make health a priority.
Uh-huh. I mean, she could be healthy and big though, but I mean, just the thing is, if you are, she might be, I don't know if she's unhappy because she's fat or she's unhappy because of these people and she don't want to change because she don't want to give in to these people. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of things behind closed doors that like we don't know, but I mean, I think she's a beautiful, very talented woman. And, like, you know, it sucks that it's come to this. And I hope that she can find the strength to say, I'm going to keep going and I'm not going to let these people bring me down. Because, like, that's a testimony, okay? You can't let these people bring you down.
Yeah. And also with those, because she probably had the big girls going behind her after this. And, I mean, behind her this whole time, because she is, like, what is the word? Body inclusivity or something? I don't know the word.
Body inclusive.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, like, something. But, now when that lawsuit came out and they said that she was fat shaming her dancers, the big girls was like, bitch, you fat shaming your own people now. Right. You, she ain't got nobody.
I don't really
team.
Believe that.
I don't believe that either. Yeah. I think she was a woman in,
I don't know. What? What is wrong with you?
I have no words.
How are you drinking Red Bull right now? Do you know that? I think I drank two Red Bulls yesterday and I did not sleep all night. I slept over at Shy's house last night.
A woman in a high position.
What?
I just remembered it.
I drank like two Red Bulls yesterday and I did not sleep all night. I was up with my chest pounding while Shy was over here. I'm like, And I'm over here looking at her like.
And my boyfriend's sleeping on the couch.
Right.
When I woke up, and I got on the couch with him like early in the morning. He was like, what were y'all doing? Fingering each other?
Ah, I did not say that. Ew. No, yeah. I literally did sleep over at Shy's house and we did make her boyfriend sleep on the couch.
Right.
Love. Sorry. You gotta go.
Oh, also, speaking of entertainers, nobody asked me. I didn't even put this on the notes because I didn't want her to tell me no.
What?
We see Beyonce on my shirt. So I'm going to give my review.
Oh, okay. Oh, on Beyonce?
Of Beyonce's new album. Okay.
No, I wouldn't tell you no to that. What the hell?
No, no. But,
And keep in mind, y'all, I don't just be, before y'all start, I don't tell her no to stuff. We tell each other no to stuff.
No.
I wouldn't. You're lying. She's lying. She's playing victim.
I wouldn't agree with that at all. No, I'm just kidding. We do. I mean, it ain't really a no situation. We won't be saying no. It would just be like,
I don't think
we
should talk about that.
Yeah. But to me, people have asked. Only one person DM'd me and said, we're doing
She said, I know everyone's been asking me. One person.
Literally, when Beyonce said that this isn't a country album, I kind of agreed. She was like, this isn't a country album, this is a Beyonce album. I kind of agree with her. She has country
influence.
Features, country influence, but it really is a Beyonce album. Will I say it's her best of her solo albums?
No.
No, I won't.
That song, I'm not going to lie. First of all, I would also like to add, I'm not like a big Beyonce fan. I like her older work, but like her newer stuff, I don't necessarily care for. But she wanted to play me this song.
I wanted to listen to it.
Oh, she wanted to play the song Tyrant.
My favorite song. You first of all, you have to listen to her a few times. But no, I listened to that. I automatically caught the beat. So my favorite songs from the album are Tyrant, are the Miley Cyrus feature with Second Most Wanted. I like the Levi jeans with Post Malone. I like the one where she incorporates all of the in the beginning of the album with all of the other country features. I also love Two Hands to God. I love how it breaks. Beyonce is a lyrical genius. I think that her work as a collective is amazing. She's come out with multiple. My favorite out of all the albums has been Lemonade, because
I like Lemonade.
It's not only is it tells a story. I love good stories, and Beyonce will always tell a story, time and time again. I hated Renaissance, and I never told a soul this.
No, I don't. I didn't like one song off that.
The first time I listened to the album, I literally, because I was so, like, because Drake before had just come out with like a techno album, and I'm like, I'm tired of this shit. So I didn't expect Beyonce to have the same, because I'm a good R&B. I love her.
I'm R&B.
So it's like, well, I'm actually my favorite genre is rap, real hardcore shit, like real rap trap, dope in the kitchen, shoot 'em up, bang bang.
Really?
Yeah, no, that's my favorite genre, but I love R&B too.
She's a thug.
I am from the ghetto.
Baton Rouge.
No, I'm not.
Baton Rouge.
I'm in a nice suburban area. But no. Wait, what was I saying?
You were talking about how you hated Renaissance and you hated Beyonce.
Oh, I hated it. But I had to, first of all, don't ever say that. We're going to clip that out. No, I'm just kidding. But I had to listen to it a few times to be like, okay, like I'm going to give Beyonce more than one chance. So just listen to the whole album.
I haven't even listened to the album one time. The only song I've heard is Tyrant. And that's because you played it.
It's, you listen to it again.
Oh, no, I liked what I heard of the Jolene song.
What's crazy? Jolene. People were mad at the re-edition of it because it's like Jolene is such a classic, but it's like,
no, I liked
that's
it.
What's good about it. Like, you personalize it. She makes everything.
And if Dolly Parton said it was cool, mind your business.
Exactly.
Like, what the?
I love Dolly.
Yeah.
So what else?
True OG baddie.
So yeah, that is my review of Beyonce. Notice I wore her shirt today from the Renaissance Tour merch.
I was wondering what that shirt was. At first, I had no idea what that was. But speaking of Beyonce and Beyonce ticket prices, sometimes people be poor. That was a terrible transition. I was trying to transition into the topic.
Oh, I'm crying.
I was trying to transition into the topic of, would you travel with a broke friend? I have gotten into it with friends about this before, so.
So the thing is that's going on social media that has been circulating is, would you travel? Like, I guess a girl came on a girl's trip with $135 to her name.
Mm-hmm. And everyone, she's 20 years old.
20? Okay.
She was young.
She was young, super young.
Yeah.
And so everyone, like, there's different opinions on it. My opinion is that I have been on both ends of the spectrum. I have gone on a trip and made it work with, like, $100 to my name, and I have been that friend that has had a friend come on a trip with me with $50 to her name.
Yeah.
And it's just like everybody is in, what I don't think is fair of it is that everybody is in different places of their life. I'm not mm-hmm. about to scrutinize you for where you at in that moment. Now, I seen Ari say something like, as a friend, I'm going to tell you stay your ass at home and get your priorities together. So it's like, right. That's what I can understand, right?
Yeah.
I can understand that. But like, I've had a best friend who come with me on a trip before, and I'm like, I just want her there. Right. So I'm like, I will pay for you. Right. You know what I'm saying?
No, and
like,
I've had situations where I will pay for a friend because I want them there. I'm not even, I know they're broke, and I'm not like expecting for them to come out the pocket. I'll handle it, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, to me, here's the thing. They're young. They're 20 years old. I understand that. I understand. Like, here's the thing with like the younger generation. Everybody think they got to be rich right now. Y'all don't need to have your body done. You don't need to be rich. You don't.
Agree.
It's okay to be broke for these young years. You get what
it's
I mean?
It's social media constructing their fucking.
Social media got 19 and 20 year olds. Thinking they gotta be a millionaire, baby. You don't need to be a millionaire. Take your life slow, and like, it's good if you got some money in your pocket and you got something going for yourself and you got that hustler mindset, but like, don't feel pressured by everybody to have to be that.
I agree.
Also, but when you a grown-ass woman, which now we are grown, so I have, as a grown-ass woman, been on trips when girls don't have no money and, you know, don't have like money on the card, and can you be the one to put your card down? Can I
give
you
my
cash?
To my savings and then
can I? And it's just like, bro, like, I don't fucking want to deal with that shit, bro. When I go places with my friends, I want to split the check, put your card down, and let's walk out. I don't want to do all that extra stuff. Yeah. Like, it's just annoying. It's extra. Like, why as a grown ass person you don't have your stuff together? And then also, it's like, I don't want to go nowhere with a grown ass woman. And they're like, oh, well, how much is it going to be? Or if I go to dinner with somebody and they're like, oh, well, I only had a water and a salad.
No, so I don't. I don't like that type of dynamic.
Stay your ass away.
And when we going out to dinner as a whole, I don't want you to be like, especially on a vacation.
I remember when I had went to Dubai with a friend, I got into it with her out there. And, you know, maybe I did say something wrong, but this girl was like notoriously cheap.
Yeah.
And she always was doing super cheap stuff. Like, I remember one time she had like got a bottle for us to like drink before we went out. And I was like, hey, can you pick up a bottle? And she was like, yeah. She picked up the bottle. Bottle's like $25. Comes, brings the bottle, and she's like, can you send me the money? And I'm like, yeah, I got you.
For the whole bottle or just like the five?
No, for the whole bottle.
Oh, because you asked her to pick it up.
Yeah,
and we're all drinking
it. Yeah, I asked her to pick the bottle up. Yeah, like, she doesn't drink much, but, like, she drinks. Like, it's just not a big deal. It's, like,
$20. Yeah.
So I remember I had forgot to send her the money, like, a week later. Yeah, can you send me that $20? And I'm like, bro, grown-ass woman asking me for $20. Like, I wouldn't even think twice. Keep in mind, this was my close friend at the time. Yeah. So I'm, like, looking. And she's rich. She's rich as fuck. Like, she's rich. She just is a, like, she's a very cheap
person. That's how
person.
They stay rich.
I know. She's from Israel. She's, like, Jewish or something. So, you know, it's a saying that like Jewish people are very cheap and they hold on to their money.
Oh, if she was Jewish, you should have known that.
Right. No, but here's the thing. So we were in Dubai and she was doing that cheap shit again. And I was getting irritated because I'm like, bro, I had somebody pay for your ticket to Dubai. Yeah. She didn't even come to Dubai on her own. I had somebody buy her ticket to Dubai. And now you acting cheap with me over Ubers. Like, well, I called the Uber last time. So can you call it this time? Like, just like all like little nitpicky stuff like that. Yeah. And I'm just like,
it should be a two-way street though. Like, I would pay attention to that though. If you buy in the Uber, I'm gonna get the one on the way home.
Right. Which, whatever, it's fine. But if I just paid for an all-inclusive trip for you to go to Dubai, baby, the least you could do is just grab the Ubers and not try to keep up and keep track. You get what I mean? If we're home, of course, like that's a different situation. But I just had somebody come out their pockets thousands for you, baby. This was not your trip. I had you come. So I had said something like, maybe I'm wrong for this, but I was like, you're acting cheap as hell. I was like, is that why people say that's a Jewish thing? And I'm like, I thought about it and I was kind of like, is that like a wrong thing to say? But like, it, like, that's how a saying. Felt. That's a saying like that, like Jewish people are cheap. They hold on to their money and like that's why they stay rich. Yeah. Like, that's what I always knew it to be. And she was like, it's not Jewish people who are cheap. It's Black people. Yep, I swear on everything. And I was like,
that's actually insane.
Keep in mind, the reason why I quit messing with her was because she was telling her friends, keep in mind, this is a full white woman. She's telling her friends, well, I don't know why we can't say the N-word and Winter can, and she looks white, and sometimes people think she's white. So she was saying that, and I found out she was saying that to people. And then I was finding out that she was saying the N-word.
She was definitely in the mirror like,
yeah. She was saying the N-word around Rhythm. And Rhythm was like, it makes me hella uncomfortable and like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
why Rhythm never told her nothing?
Girl, I don't know. Maybe she did. I think she did. Uh-huh. I think she eventually did tell her something. But that's why I kind of like fell back from her. And I'm like, you're weird and you work around Black people all the time.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm like, I mean, people always.
So that was like just my little story involving that.
I can know. And that's crazy. That's crazy.
Is that racist for me to say that?
No, I don't know. No. Well, I mean,
it could be taken the wrong way.
It could be taken the wrong way. But her rebuttal was insane.
Yeah, it was insane.
It was
like, okay, so tell me how you really feel.
Like, actually, it's that.
People, keep in mind, people think that because I'm biracial, like, I let people say racist things and, like, I let white people get away with stuff. Like, I don't play that shit, like, at all. I will be like, what? Like, what'd you say? Like, I don't. So, yeah, that was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I've been on both ends of the spectrum, so I could see both perspectives. As a grown-ass woman, like you were saying, nobody wants to be that broke friend consistently.
Right.
So it's like, if I couldn't make the trip this year, next year I'm going to figure out a way to have that money, and I'm not about to be complaining. I'm not about to be, like, I don't want to be woe is me every goddamn year.
Yeah. I mean, also, with that particular incident of the girl only bringing $135, her mom, I think, had got on the internet and said they were staying at an all-inclusive resort. The food was going to be taken care of, the drinks, like, everything was done. So I didn't think she needed that much money. Like, she not just out here like that. And also, I thought it was messed up on the girl who put her friend on blast bar, because I'm like, you are a little ass girls and you're trying to put her on blast for being broke. You could be broke too right now. Ain't nobody judging you for that. Like, you're supposed to be in college.
Stop,
like,
selling pussy so young.
Right. Literally. Like, come on now, bro. It's okay to have a little struggle.
Yeah, it is.
Like, come on.
And honestly, struggle makes you better.
Right. Exactly what I was just gonna say. Struggle and, you know, not having money makes you driven to have money when you're older. Gone through it myself. Yes. Okay. I will never be broke again because I've been broke as hell. Exactly. So I wouldn't take it.
I will never be broke again because when I got my car towed that first time, I had to scrounge up two pennies. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, then from there, I will stress this. Another thing, if you don't get nothing else from here, save your goddamn money.
Yes, save your
money. If you come across a large lump sum of money, regardless of what you're doing, selling pussy, working hard, getting a large lump sum, save, put something in the bank. Get a high-yield savings account. American Express is good right now. It's like almost at 5% interest. Like, that's money that
save
you're just
money.
Making.
Save your money.
Without doing anything.
Huge thing. I agree. I'm a big...
Save your money for vacations, for luxury, for luxurious situations like that.
Right.
Are hard times.
Because sometimes people get... This is what I don't understand. People will be like, oh, I made $30,000. What am I about to go blow it on? Do not blow that money. Keep it. Keep your money. Like, you know, like, it's going to feel better to have that in the long run than to just blow it. And I used to blow money, too, when I was younger. Like, when I was dancing and stuff. Yes, I used to blow
quick money.
Quick
money is hard.
Because it was like, quick. Because it was hella quick.
It's hard
to
keep. Yeah. It's, that's what I say. Quick money will burn a hole through your pocket.
I'm telling you, I would be like, eh, I spent $5,000 here. Cool. I'll go get it back this weekend.
I'm getting it back. I'm getting it back this weekend. Right. Rent? Who needs that?
Right. Rent. I'll just go. And there were a couple times when I was younger where I didn't have my rent money and I'd have to go sit in the club from sun up to sundown, right. Maybe. Like literally all day, all
toes
night.
Toes burning.
Making sure I got my damn rent money.
You know, oh yeah, we said this before, but I really would want to be a stripper one day. Just for like one day.
You
just
should.
To see.
I'll show you. I'll teach you how to do it.
My little, I'm a
look, beat. Patreon content.
I'm crying. We should
do that.
The Patreon
go get
content,
hired at a strip club.
Yes, go get hired and do it for one day and like go in the daytime.
I wonder how much money. I feel like I would make hella money. I got that mouth on me. Okay, I could sell water to a whale, baby. Okay.
How would you, all right, if I was your customer, how would you talk to me to get some money?
Oh, I would put my fake porn star voice on.
Do it.
I would put my fake porn star voice on.
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, babe. I'm Chanel.
That's your.
Where are you from? I used to talk like this when I was a stripper. Actually, it was probably worse. But I'd be like, hi, baby. Where are you from? You are? Oh, my God. You're so cute. It was so disgusting.
Ew.
Because you know why I didn't like to talk in my real voice? Because I felt like when I showed somebody too much of who I really am, it gave me the ick. And I didn't want to, like, do a dance with them. I don't want you, like, because I feel like.
You know me right now.
Yeah, I know who I am. I know that I'm smart and funny and talented and all of these great things. But I don't need to be that for you. I just need to be a bimbo. So that's just what I'm going to be. So, yeah.
I remember.
And I'd be like, you want to go to the back and have fun with me? Let's go have fun. Yeah, you want me to put my ass in your face?
Okay, so look, so. When COVID, and I don't think I've ever told this story before, but when COVID was happening, I did poker.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so I did poker for like, it seemed like an eternity because it was so not me, but I was bartending poker, so most, it was a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
But when it was like, you know, I'm behind, like I'm just seeing, you know.
Everything that goes on,
but like I'm bartending for the most part. But there were certain times where like.
They would like want to talk to you.
They'd be like, so. And like in poker culture, you don't really speak about it. You know what I'm saying? Because in LA, you don't really, poker is illegal. Gambling is illegal in LA.
But they have
one.
Poker parties in LA and a lot they of have girls work at them.
A lot of them work at them. And I had no clue about poker parties until COVID happened.
Mm-hmm. A lot of girls were getting money that way.
Exactly. They were getting money. Yeah, and I was paid. Like, this is nice.
Lucrative.
But it would be very weird when, like, you show them your personality or, like, because in poker, they want you to massage them while they're working. Right. And I'm like, I am not a sexual person. Right. I'm going to be like, damn, that's crazy. I'm literally being myself.
You're
going to
be yourself.
Situation.
See, that's what I mean. And you can't be yourself.
You cannot be yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember, like, the girl, they had, like, a girl who was, like, running. She was like, I don't think they're going to like you for this one. It was, like, an exclusive game that, like, it was, like, one of them basketball players that, like, he's older, like, a retired basketball player.
I feel like I know who you're talking about.
Who is it?
I'm not going to say his name. Let's not say his name. I feel like I know who you're talking about, though.
No, he was on live on Poker Games.
Oh, was he?
Yes, Paul Pierce. Mm-hmm. And the girl was like, you don't really have the type of personality. She was like, I don't know how to.
Like, yeah.
Because I literally was just
they
like,
want girls who are act dumb,
dumb
and sexual.
They want dumb, and I'm literally.
Like, you like that?
Yeah.
And we're over here and her like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't want to rub you.
I'm like, I don't want to.
Right.
Like, it was just very awkward. And I did it for like 2 to 3 months, made really good money, but it just was not me. And I was single at the time, so I was just like, why not?
I still have a friend who does poker parties from time to time.
Are they still lucrative like that?
Yeah. She'd be going in and making some money.
Well, I should probably see about it. No, I can't do it no more. I was like, look, how much she making?
Right. I don't.
But it was weird, like, just being in that type of environment and just like having to do that. And like, they would have like lingerie nights or like, you know, like the one that I worked at in like the Valley, it would be like you could dress classy.
Yeah.
It's three. Oh, I need to see
But
yeah, I could dress classy, but I mean, I don't know. I don't, I would be.
But yeah,
be hard
you see, like, it's hard to be yourself.
Yeah, it's hard to.
But no, that would be good. We should go get hired as a day for a stripper. Let's see how much money we can make.
Yeah.
And we can't cheat. We can't like tell our friends to come watch us. Our rich friends, can you come throw money on me at the strip club? That's what I used to do when I was a stripper too. If I had rich friends, I'd be like, come in.
That's smart. That's what the bottle servers be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep but anyways, clients. End of the episode, guys. This actually ended up cool. You know, sometimes when we wing it, it works out.
It works out.
Yeah, it does. But thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next time. Please subscribe to the Patreon and keep an eye out for new merchandise. And check out the current merchandise if you haven't.
And check out our Patreon because we are going to be showing you the clip that we did from New Orleans that we finally got our footage from.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.